This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to the Market Podcast, where we are looking at the queues and how exactly is the Indian session expected to pan out. This particular podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. So what are we looking at in today's trading session? Remember, today is a very important trading session from the point of view that the outcome of the RBI policy meet is expected as well in today's trading session. Also remember, we are starting a fresh series as far as F&O contracts are concerned. Now, overnight, what were the cues? You know, we are looking at very weak cues as far as global markets are concerned, with the sell-off resuming after a brief bounce as far as global markets were concerned. So the sell-off resumed in Thursday's trading session. And in fact, when you're talking about the shares of Apple, it was the top laggard leading, you know, US markets lower as the company faced reports of declining demand for newer launches. And this has led to brokerage cutting estimates as well as their rating for the shares of Apple. You also saw Facebook parent Meta announcing a hiring freeze, and this also wasn't taken too kindly by the market. So how exactly did US markets fare? Dow Jones ended lower by close to 1.5%. S&P 500, you know, at a fresh low, closed lower by almost a little over 2%. Nasdaq ended lower by 1.5%. When you're talking about the shares of Nike, you know, they slumped in the after hour session as the company actually went ahead and said while revenue was quite strong, supply chain and inventory issues have persisted, which the company believes will actually lead to a significant impact on the bottom line. European markets also, you know, were laggards, and they all ended lower by over 1.5% in the session yesterday. The US 10-year yield rose, reversing Wednesday's major losses, where you saw yields actually see a little bit of breather on Wednesday, given the fact that there was actually, you know, some amount of quantitative easing that was being looked at by the Bank of England. When you're talking about oil prices ended marginally lower. Now, remember, you know, the oil markets will remain in focus on the back of the fact that next week you have the OPEC Plus meet, and traders are awaiting potential OPEC Plus cuts. When you're talking about how exactly are Asian markets faring in the trading session today morning, begin trade on a weak footing on the back of very muted overnight global queues. SGX Nifty is indicating a weak start to the October series. And when you're talking about the Indian markets, remember, Indian markets yesterday ended lower for the seventh straight session. You saw good gains early on in the session, but most of it was sold into. And despite, you know, the market breadth being quite favorable in for the bulls, it actually was a much lower session in terms of the headline indices. So watch out for the session today. A key point that will remain in focus is the outcome of the RBI policy meet and how exactly are markets trading into that particular outcome.